For some reason, he likened the General Assembly's work to college students on spring break. Was he feeling his oats? His high approval ratings? Just kidding, said one of his aides. No one bought that. Legislators resented it, of course. And those who liked it believe government seldom does anything useful. In the old drug abuse programs, they called the Hogan remark kidding on the square, saying something you really mean and calling it a joke. We know partisan sniping has intensified and could get much worse. Democrats want to say Hogan masquerades as a moderate. The governor's joke will help them in that effort. It parallels the tone of the Republican primary season, in which you may have noticed there are no moderates. Full disclosure, if that is necessary, I'm a fan of the Assembly, Republicans and Democrats. No one sees the commitment of senators and delegates unless they've worked or were elected to serve there. It's way too easy to go with the anti-government flow. Many Marylanders have not given up on the people they elected. Senator Bobby Durkin, a Democrat, made the point in a Sun op-ed article Wednesday. Marylanders travel to Annapolis to testify before committees on a wide range of issues, some of them requiring painfully personal stories. They wouldn't bother if they thought their representatives were focused on Fort Lauderdale. A few of Zirkin's examples. What to do about the growing number of heroin deaths in Maryland? One of Governor Hogan's priorities, by the way. End-of-life care, gun violence, police reform, and the appropriate lines between security and privacy. Not exactly a walk on the beach.